It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I thought it was a good conversation. I did think Daryl and I asked, I mean, you know, tooting our own horn here a little bit, Daryl, but I thought we asked good questions in terms of like what fans want to know and why they're rallying against the Brook Park Project. And we asked so many good questions that we had so many other questions that we didn't get a chance to get to. Like, we probably could have done a whole other segment with him.
Easy. Appreciate him being so generous with his time. But let's see, I wanted to ask him about the Haslams willing to put $2.6 billion of their own money up towards Brook Park. You know, what is it about the Haslam math in Brook Park that bothers them from a, you know, county revenue perspective there? You know, the Browns want to tie this thing in with the airport overhaul, which, by the way, that's like a $3 billion investment.
Right.
So, you know, where are you at there? You know, just I had like 50 questions I wanted to get in like 20 minutes.
And I kind of had to combine two and one at the end. I wanted to get like a better answer on like what's the next steps from here type thing. And I kind of squeezed that into the question about like have they thought about the idea that the Haslams would move out of the county? I mean,
the Richfield Coliseum site's available, from what I've been told.
It's there. There ain't nothing there anymore. I drive past there sometimes, and I'm like, oh, that's where Jordan hit that shot, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that could be where Deshaun Watson's throwing touchdown passes to somebody.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be Deshaun Watson.
Well, 2029 is a ways away, so yeah, who knows? That's another conversation. So there's a lot to dissect here, Daryl. I think one of the first things for me was that I thought was kind of funny was that he in multiple answers, he kept going back to the what Cincinnati has down in you know, our southern part of the state. And I'm not saying, like, what Cincy has wasn't good for a time. Like, they have the whole setup where you know, you have some bars and restaurants close by and there's all that, and that's nice. But the reason I laugh at that a little bit is we know Cincinnati's having very real conversations like we're having in the same ilk where it's like, well, we have to build a new stadium. What are we going to do? Like, to me, if you're going to look for, like, innovative ideas of, like, where to go from here, shouldn't you be looking at the new facilities that are being built and not a place that's following your footsteps and trying to basically have the same conversations?
From my perspective, Indianapolis is the model, and I think that that's the model the Browns are trying to create. One of the many sins with the existing stadium was, besides the fact it was rushed and just, you know, they kept cutting things from the project as they were building it because they were trying to control the costs. And I remember covering Cleveland City Council meetings where Mike Polensic was losing his mind because the bills were coming in for the new stadium and they were coming in higher, right? And so they're chopping escalators out and they're taking the stairwells out and they're taking this out and that out so that they can squeeze into that $283 million budget. And I think the next thing that's built that actually comes in on budget will be the first. That's just like that's just the nature of construction, and especially when you're talking about construction projects of this scale. You know, I don't think that what the Haslams, and look, like, people have been accusing me of like I'm carrying water here for the Haslams or I'm a shill for the Browns. I think anyone's listened to me on this radio station for the last 13 years. I don't think there's a soul that would argue I'm a shill for the Cleveland Browns, okay? I've never liked the idea of that stadium being on the lakefront. I think it's a waste having that in the middle of such a beautiful asset that's available, and I think it's held back development of that lakefront. Also, too, the Lerner family wanted to develop the lakefront before they sold it to the Haslams, and that was one of the reasons they sold the team, because it just went nowhere. They couldn't get anywhere with anyone when it comes to lakefront development, right? We're on our 2000th iteration of beautiful pictures of what that lakefront could be, parks and, you know, whatever, right? It all looks pretty. All looks beautiful. I don't know if it's ever getting done in my lifetime because I've been hearing about it for 40 years. So I understand where Chris Ronayne and the local politicians are coming from. It's their job to protect public investment.
Yeah.
As I wrote this morning, $500 to $600 million in public money toward a renovation. That's a lot of cheddar. It's mind-boggling to think that a $1.2 billion public contribution toward a dome, you know, is involved and how you pay for that, right? But, you know, the Haslams are not going here saying, hey, you pay for everything. They're not, especially in Brook Park, they're willing to pay for two-thirds of the overall complex,
right.
50-50 on the dome and then 100% on the private investment. What I don't want to see happen is what happened in Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, they got their stadium thing all done, right? They're going to put a roof on that stadium. They're going to make a bunch of changes to that seating bowl. But part of what the Jaguars wanted to do is the same thing the Browns with the development around the stadium. First thing they got axed, development around the stadium. We'll just go ahead and cross that off so we can lower the cost. And we're just going to put a roof on it. We're going
to
do all
this. Like, it's easy to say you're going to do that. And then once you get down to brass tacks and it's like, okay, we're going through with this, then it's like, well, actually, we're going to have to hold off on that because we can't afford it.
Right. So, you know, that's an issue. Mm-hmm. If the Haslams do sign up for a renovation, you're going to follow through on what you say you're going to do. And then everything, too. Do I really want a construction zone around my stadium for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Because that's what it would be. That's the other reality that comes with this, because building this stuff is going to take time. So, look.
Well, and I didn't think, to your point on the lakefront development that's been talked about for decades now, like, I didn't think he gave a very profound answer on, like, because I asked him, like, that was one of my questions was, are you guys committed to investing in the lakefront, developing that lakefront? And he didn't really give a definitive answer on, like, what the plan would look like. But he did. I mean, the only thing that really perked my ears up was he mentioned the decommissioning of Brook Airport, which, you know, people really do want to see happen.
Yeah, well, and
I wanted to ask a follow-up on that. Like, is that something that's being considered? But we didn't have time.
Well, it is. The mayor of Cleveland, Justin Bibb, privately, behind the scenes from sources I've spoken with, yeah, that is something that they are trying to – but that's a 15- to 20-year process. That's not something that happens just like that, okay? And that's what Ronan was talking about with, okay, do we do a renovation to buy time until we can get Burke closed and then that land is freed up to do something?
Yeah, by the time Burke's closed, you're doing another renovation.
And then guess what? That what you want to build on that, it's not going to cost $2.4 billion. It's going to cost $8 billion, and that's why I wanted to ask him about the timelines of all three of these buildings, because you just extended the Guardians and the Cavaliers, and that's 640 some million that's been spent on that complex, and then those buildings will have to be replaced possibly when those leases expire in the middle of this century. And do you really want the Browns expiring at the same time, and are you ready to build three new buildings? Because guess what? That's where you're going to be. So from my standpoint, it makes sense to stagger these things.
We'll talk some more about what we heard from Chris Ronan a couple segments ago here on The Fan. We'll also talk a little bit about what happened out of practice here today. Kevin Stefanski obviously announcing that Deshaun Watson is going to play that third preseason game. We'll get Darryl's thoughts on that. And in relation to the stadium stuff, I just want to talk about kind of this battle over legacies a little bit with Darryl as well. So plenty more to come. It's Spencer German with you, Darryl Ryder alongside, Afternoon Drive here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.